men of genius.
Real men of genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Mr. Push-Up Bra Inventor.
Never before has one man done so much with so little.
Lifting them higher.
From mosquito bites, pimples, and pancakes to melons, mountains, and Major League Yabos. An engineering feat so brilliant, it can only be described as va-va-va-voom.
Va-va-voom!
Thanks to you, even a 90-year-old grandmother can go from A to double D in a single bound.
What's your number, Granny?
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh hoister of the hooter, because when it comes to the bust, you're the best.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hello and welcome to week 3 in review of the RBFFL fantasy football league that we all love. I'm going to jump straight into it. We've got some great matchups that we had this week. The Budgies get off the mark with a win, 117, defeating the Hamsters, 86. Budgies, just getting that 100 mark, clearing the 100 mark was obviously thing that got them all started. Cousins had 18. Taylor had 12. A little banged up, but I think it should be okay. Smith-Schuster had 13. St. Brown had 13. He's looking fantastic, although just a little banged up. Conklin has been really good at tight end, continues to get a lot of work. Davis had 6. He also got a little banged up. Ayuk with 12. So right across the board. 10s and 15s, nothing huge, but that's okay. Special teams, 27 on the bench. Boyd was great with 29. Zay Jones has been really good with 24. Olave, fantastic rookie pick, 28. Osborne, 18. These are big numbers for the bench. So good signs for the Budgies. Nice to get off the mark against the Hamsters, who got 86. Just these numbers just a little deflated on what we'd seen out of the first 2 weeks, but certainly nothing to be too concerned about. Stafford got 9, 6 for Mixon. Diggs had 14. That lots of opportunities, just into tight coverages. That was a tough game. Great game to watch. Samuel had 12. Looks pretty good. Henry 1. Tight end seems to be a little bit of concern. Harris had 10. Bateman came back down to earth with 3. Special teams had 31, which is always good. On the bench, 22 from Gage. Not much else to talk about. So, Budgies defeated the Hamsters in a really good matchup. In our next matchup, the Costanzas just crushed the Muddies, 135-66. And the reigning champions still look pretty solid. 30 for Hurts, 17 for McCaffrey. Got a little banged up, should be okay. Pittman was back with 15. Waddle, nice touchdown, 19. Pitts had 13. 14 for Edwards-Helaire. Robinson, 4. Special teams had 23. Just a great 135-point total. Hall had 14. He was the first pick in the rookie draft. 12 for Harris. He doesn't seem to have any effects from the knee issue. That was the extent of the bench. So some really nice scoring to get to the 135 mark. For the Muddies, very, very big warning signs. 0-3, just 66 points. Mariota had 11. It's just concerning that we're starting Mariota. Kamara just not really doing much with 5. 16 for Johnson. Burks definitely looks like a long-term prospect. Just difficult when Tennessee are winning with the rushing game. He had 2, 5 for Waller. Montgomery had 1, and he's injured. So that's going to be interesting. Thomas had 9, special team 17. On the bench, that's where it gets interesting. Herbert, 35, looked really good, and that was a good handcuff, I suspect, to get in. Palmer looked good with 15 in a game where the Chargers had to come back. There's concerns, no doubt about it. I would think that Muddies have got to start to think about what they do from here. Is it do something to try and bounce back and put some wins on the board? Or is it time to start to think about what's the rebuild looks like? The Dockers 107 just got on top of the Cows 91. And, you know, that's the Dockers 3-0 and our best team so far. 30 for Allen, just continues to do well. Fournette had 11. Very, very tough defensive matchup with Green Bay. 17 for Sutton, looked good. Judy had 3. Still not sure whether the two could be viable starters together, but we'll see. 17 for Kelsey, finally bounced back and dropped. Very easy touchdown in the end zone. Williams had 8, and London looks really good with 14. Special teams only had 7, and I think that that's an area that will get better. On the bench, Gordon had 15, lots of Broncos. I don't know whether they can all be in there. Madison looks like he might get the step up into the starting role now that Cook's out for a little bit. He had 10, 24 for Jamal Williams. He's going to step up because Swift's out. So all of a sudden, some very interesting bench players that might now form part of the starting lineup, especially around kind of that wide receiver mark. The Cows, 91, suffered their first loss. Kara had 20, 4 for Carter, 5 for Hill. He was quiet in the win. 16 for Cup, again, great trade. 10 for Hockenson. Hardman had 1. Kirk had 19. Special teams had 16. On the bench, Dubs, 21. Looking like a really good pickup in the first round of our rookie draft. Could be the go-to for Rodgers. Duvernay had 10. 91 does not beat 107. Dockers win. The Queens, 112, get their first win of the season, beating the Finns. 91. Another close game. That's kind of 110 to 90 range. Lawrence had 24. 24 to Henry. 18 Thielen. 14 for Higgins. Definitely was a touchdown. Was called back. 3 for Ingram. Swift had 7, but he's now going to have a question mark. Moore only had 2. You'd think he'd bounce back. 20 for special teams. Singletary on the bench had 23. Brown had 10. Looked really good, actually, at wide receiver. For the Cowboys, that is all. For the Finns, 14 for Mahomes. Barkley had 22. Cooks had 4. Brown, AJ Brown, is looking really strong. 19, 10 to Ertz. Lazard, 14, looked good as well. He's going to play a big role. Everett had 4 special teams, only had 4, and was really was a difference. The Chargers just did not play well against Jacksonville. In fact, Jacksonville played really well. On the bench, Etienne had 10. Not a lot else, but maybe the Saints could be a substitute as the defense for next week. In the high-scoring game, and really, it's, I'm finding it hard to believe that the Maulers can't get a win, but it was the Wipeouts, 158, defeating the Maulers, 152. And, of course, the Maulers had a big score and a loss last week, so pretty unlucky, but that normally turns around, but they are 0-3. Jackson had 41, 5 for Dylan, 33 for Marcus Brown, and that was basically it. That was the closer, 17 for Metcalf, 11 for Goddard, Pollard had 15, 6 for Kittle. Special teams, 30. You know, this is insane. And on the bench, don't usually say much about quarterbacks, but Burrow had 27. Elliott had 14. Jacobs had 14. 17 for Dortch. Hey, these are good numbers. Woods had 12. So lots to choose from on the bench. And big score. Nice 2-1 start. Maulers, as I said, 0-3, 152. 7 for Herbert. 11 for Cook, 16 for Lockett, Cooper had 28, Andrews had 28, 22 for Chubb, 12 for Samuel. Special teams had 28, couldn't have asked for much more. And on the bench, 27 for Patterson, 19 for Stevenson, 22 for Lamb, 20 for McKenzie. Dude, these guys could have had 200 apiece. It was quite a score. And the wipeouts got there in the end. As I said, pretty unlucky for the Maulers to lose 158 to 152, but the wipeouts prevail. And in the final matchup, the Crabs 113 defeated the Devils 88. Both are 2-1. Crabs, Murray had 15. Jones was quiet with 3. 14 for Adams. Jefferson was quiet for the second time. Faramuth had 6. Robinson 29 and 21 for McLaurin. And 21 for special teams. They were very important points. On the bench, Edmonds had 15. 18 for Pierce. 35 for Smith. So some good points on the bench. Lots to choose from as well for the Crabs. For the Devils, 14 for Rogers, 12 for Eckler. Chase had 10, 12 for Wilson, 10 for Higby, 10 for Gibson, 8 for Williams. Special teams had 12. Just need those 10s to turn into more like 15, 16s, and all of a sudden, the Devils are winning. On the bench, 23 for Njoku. That's pretty much it. They're the matchups for the week. Let's have a look at the standings, because after 3 weeks, this is when things usually start to materialize. In the North, the Wipeouts now are 2-1. 1-2 for the Queens. And the Maulers, even though they've scored 417 points, and that 417 points is actually the most, they're 0-3, which is phenomenally hard to believe, but it is the case. And so they are now a couple of games behind in the North. In the South, the Dockers are 3-0, our only undefeated team. 2-1 to the Cows, 1-2 to the Finns. In the East, the Costanzas and the Crabs are 2-1. Tiebreaker goes to the Costanzas. They're all scoring pretty well. Mudcats are 0-3. And in the West, the Devils are 2-1 with the Hamsters, and the Budgies are 1-2. So it's tight. There's a game or two, you know, basically covering most of the teams, and that's what you would expect. So if we take a look at the week coming up, there's going to be some big matchups, that is for sure. Starting off with the Crabs playing the Hamsters, this is going to be a big game for both teams. They've both been scoring well. Hamsters look like to have the edge in that one. Wipeouts play the Finns, and boy, who'd want currently to play against a team that's got Lamar Jackson? I think the Wipeouts may win that one. The Dockers, 3-0, face the 0-3 Maulers. Maulers have got it. Just really Cook as an injury concern, and the Dockers look really good. I'm going to take the Dockers there in a close one. The Queens are 1-2 against the Cows, 2-1. I think the Cows are strong this year. Very good lineup. I'm taking the Cows. The Muddies 0-3 against the Budgies, 1-2. This is the Mudcats' chance. I don't think they've got a chance, although there are some big injury questions for the Budgies. But we'll see what happens there. I'm taking the Budgies pretty comfortably. Costanza's 2-1. Play the Devils 2-1. And pretty hard to go against the Costanzas right now. They're scoring beautifully, especially, you know, Hurts, McCaffrey, Pittman, Waddle, Pitts. Yeah, pretty hard kind of to go against them. They do have some injury concerns, but I don't think anything to be long-term worried about. I'm taking the Costanzas to beat the Devils. Okay, that is week 3 done in the books. Just it's just been fun. Nice game tomorrow night for Thursday night. I hope everyone's enjoying the season so far. Swans got crushed last week in one grand final, and of course the NRL has their grand final this week. Should be a good one, Parramatta Penrith. Anyway, enough of that. Good luck everybody this week, and bye for now. You gave my life direction.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Truly the long arm of the law at the movie theater. You and a velvet rope are all that keep the huddled masses from a free flick.
You're the man now.
Ever vigilant, you boldly demand to see our stub. Getting a little personal, don't you think?
Can I see your stub?
Who's the guy in the military-style uniform that would make any third-world dictator proud? Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper, that's who.
Salute the general.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, stub master, because you really tear it up.
Mr. Movie Theater Ticket Ripper Upper.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Man of Genius, Hawaiian style.
Real Man of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. King of the Karaoke Mic.
Mr. King of the Karaoke Mic.
Armed with your mic, you brazenly take to the stage, refusing to leave until every last person has been lulled into a peaceful slumber.
Wake me when it's over.
Country, rock, R&B. From your lips, it all sounds the same. Like a sick cat trapped under a parked car.
That's a flat kitty.
Sure, nobody's clapping. But that doesn't mean you can't give them six more encores.
They're clapping on the inside.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh hero of the high note. You sing to the beat of a different drum. Cause the one in your ear is clearly broken.
Mr. Karaoke King of the Mic.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri. Hello and welcome to week four in review. On location today, a little outside action. Could hear some buzzsaws, chainsaws, who knows. But hey, we're coming to you live. We're getting it done. So, week four. Trying to work out the bigger news for the week. Was it that the Dockers went 4-0? Or the Reserve Bank of Australia not cutting rates as much as expected, impacting world markets? I'm going to go with the Dockers because they are on fire. I'm going to start with them and start with the hapless, luckless, you can call it anything you want, losers is what I call them, maulers, as the Dockers 4-0 defeated the 0-4 maulers. We'll get to the standings a little later, but we're going to start with the matchup. 142 points. This is not a Dockers team that we have seen for many a year. I want to say ever. But there could have been a year that I might have missed, that they might have got 142, but they've never been 4-0. I'm calling that with nothing to back it up. No stats in front of me. I'm calling it, never been 4-0, but they're 4-0. Josh Allen got 21. Leonard Fournette, just a handy 18, 16 for Sutton. London was disappointing, he had 3. Kelsey wasn't, 24. Williams, just slide to him right in, 32. Jerry Jeudy, 15. Special teams on the lighter side with 13. I guess the only question mark is there wasn't a lot on the bench. But 142 from your starting lineup is going to win almost every week. But don't tell them all as that, because they lost with 124, another very, very good score. 24 to Herbert, Cook had 10. Cooper only scored 1 this week. He had been very good. Lamb bounced back with 21. Andrews was disappointing, and maybe call it the difference maker. He only got 3. 24 to Chubb, 7 to Samuel. Special teams did everything they could, scoring a whopping 34 points. On the bench, besides the quarterback, Stevenson had 12. Godwin,
could be back this week in the lineup. 12, 11 for Lockett, 12 for McKenzie, 11 for Hurst. There's points. There's points in the Maulers, but there's not wins. And so is the Dockers, 142, defeating the Maulers. In a very large scoring game, the Queens, 179, defeated the Cows, 150, who did everything they possibly could to win. And, you know, this is just this extra layer of being fortunate or not as to who you're playing on any given week. The Queens, 26 to Brady, 28 to Henry, 15 to Thielen. Higgins looked amazing, 34. Two to Ingram, tight end, very big question mark. Sanders had 34. Moore had 12. Special teams had 28. Big, big scores. On the bench, Collins had 11. Mooney had 13. And Granson had 10. Could be a sneaky addition for Indianapolis this week. For the Cows, 150, great score. 11 to Carr, 4 to Carter. Now the big boys roll in. 31 to Hill, 31 to Cup. Hashtag trade of the century. Hockenson had 44, 1 to Akers, 8 to Kirk. Tucker had 14. With the Steelers combining with Tucker for 20. On the bench, 22 to Dobbins, 11 to Dubs. Some scores on the bench as well. Cows, 150, go down to the Queens, 179. Let's go from that incredible, high-scoring, exciting game to the Budgies Mudcats. The Budgies, 69, defeating the Mudcats, 46. And technically the only team this week they could have beaten. But hey, win's a win. Budgie's pretty quick. 10 to Cousins, 1 to Taylor, 2 to Davis, 16 to Olave, and he's looking great. Conklin, 8. 9 to Smith-Schuster, 7 to Ayuk. Special teams had 16. And that's what gets you a 69. There's a few other things as well. You know, roofies. But by and large, that's what's going to get you 69. 35 to Penny on the bench, looked really good. 12 to Pierce, not much else. Do I have to talk about the Mudcats? Really? 46? Holy smokes. And they joined the other 0-4 Maulers, slightly different scoring capacity, at the bottom of our league. This is a pretty ugly tale. Mariota had 1. Kamara didn't score because he didn't play. Thomas didn't score because he didn't play. Now, I understand how if you're in Australia and there is a game in London, you might not get the news fast enough about inactives. If you're on the west coast of the United States and you're not going to get up before 6 a.m., then you might miss out. But when you're in London and there is a London game, pretty hard to call excuses out. Oh my God. Johnson, 4. Waller, 5. Herbert was the bright spot with 10. Schultz, 0. Special teams combined for 26. 26 to 46. That means the rest of the team got 20. Well, but then you think, oh, there must be a bunch of points on the bench. Not really. Pickens had 21. Ali Cox had 26. And they ain't nothing else. So the Budgies limped over the line with a 69. Defeating the Mudcats. The Devils, 165. Defeated the Constanzas, 93. Nice score by the Devils. 14 for Rogers. 34 for Eckler. A couple of touchdowns. Evans looked great, 35. 12 for Chase. 17 for Higbee. 8 for Gibson. 24 for Williams. Special teams had 21. On the bench, Wilson had 13. Dodson had 13. So there's points on the bench. Big score. 165 defeating the Costanzas, 93. And the Costanzas kind of in this up-and-down wave of scoring. 13 for Hurts. 25 for McCaffrey. And then Pittman had 6, Waddle only had 5, Pitts 3. Big disappointment. Big disappointment. May bounce back. 10 for Connor, and
The ring in, Reynolds had 21. Special teams only had 10. On the bench, Algiera had 11. Edwards-Alaire, 22. He's asking, what do I got to do to be in the starting lineup every week? 15 for Hall, 15 for Harris, 10 for Gallup. Maybe it's just a I can't pick a lineup problem. But regardless, they lost 165 to 93. Let's jump to the Wipeouts, 151 to the Frio Finns, 125. Scoring 125 in the old days. Oh my God. Remember the old days? Do you remember the old days when 125 used to get you a win? Not anymore. Wipeouts. 8 for Jackson, 39 for Jacobs, 20 for Brown, 26 for Metcalf, 12 for Goddard, 9 for Dylan, 4 for Kittle. Special teams, 33. You get the point. That's how you get to 151. On the bench, 13 for Woods, not much else. And I think Woods may have actually been a cock block attempt that went wrong. But hey, you never know. He could end up coming back in the playoffs and Wipeouts could take the trophy home on a cock block. Who would have thought? For the Finns, 20 for Mahomes, 22 for Barkley. Cooks had 18, Brown had 14, Ertz had 16. Everett had 17. At this point, you're like, they can't lose. 3 for Etienne. Special teams had 15. On the bench, 22 for Lazard. Not much else. So, Wipeouts beat the Finns. In the final game, the Hamsters, 142, defeated the Crabs, 124. For the Hamsters, 26 to Wilson, 17 for Mixon, 10 for Diggs, and then Debo lights it up, 32. 6 for Johnson, 7 for Harris, 4 for Bateman. Oh, and by the way, let's just get 40 for special teams. 40. Okay. On the bench, 12 for White. Not much else. Well, there's a lot of else, but they're all quarterbacks. I don't talk about quarterbacks. The Crabs, 124. Did I just mention the good old days when 124 used to get you a win? Murray had 20, 19 for Jones, 24 for Adams, 35 for Jefferson, Freiermuth 15, Robinson 2, McLaurin 3, special teams 6. Whoosh. Yeah, that sucks. On the bench, Pierce, 34. 10 for Tonyan. Not much else. They're the games. So let's quickly jump to the standings because we are, what is it? We're week four done. We've got a 13. We're a third of the way through. Third of the way through. Hard to believe. In the North, the Wipeouts are 3-1. Scoring well. The Queens are 2-2, right there in the mix, and the Maulers are 0-4. It's already been documented via email. But 541 points used to, after 4 weeks, get you 3 or 4 wins. But when you get 629 against you, not so much. Let me just reflect on the Muddies for a second. 252 points, not just this week. No, that's all 4 weeks combined. 0-4, Maulers. Yeah, I think, you know what? I'm going to call it from here. Call it from here, Maulers make the playoffs. Dockers, 4-0, the only undefeated team. Cows, 2-2. And the Finns, 1-3. That is your South Division. In the East, the Costanzas and the Crabs are 2-2. Mudcats are 0-4. And in the West, the Devils and the Super Bowl callouts, Hamsters, are both 3-1. And the Budgies are 2-2. And the West continues. It's year after year. They've always got everybody in the playoffs. Don't think anything's going to change anytime soon. So, let's jump to the Week 5 matchups and see what those critical games are. And Crabs are playing the Mudcats. That's a win, you'd say, considering most of the team is expected to play. But who knows? The Queens play the Maulers. Can the Queens score 175 points and beat the Maulers by six? That's happened before. Wipeouts are playing the Dockers. This is big. This is big. Frio Finns are playing the Cows. There's a little bit of a rivalry grudge match there from way back. Way, way, way back. The Budgies are playing the Costanzas. Oh boy. Looking forward to that one. And the Hamsters are playing the Devils. My calculation is there's only going to be one team at the end of this 3-1. There could be two teams, 3-1-1. But who knows? Hey, that's it for this week. On location, could have been a few sound effects, as in buzz saws, air conditioning units. But hey, who cares? Next week, I'll be doing the show from Maui. Heading to Maui on Friday, there for a week. Plan a few golf courses, looking forward to it. So, next week, we'll be seriously on location. But between now and then, have fun. Talk to you later.
Bud Light presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today we salute you, Mr. Losing Locker Room Reporter.
Mr. Losing Locker Room Reporter.
Wherever a semi-naked man is crying like a schoolgirl because he lost a ball game, you are there.
So sad, too bad now.
Why did they lose? Because some millionaire dropped the ball. A millionaire who needs a mic stuck in his face on national television.
Oh, no.
Go ahead, wear your cashmere blazer to work. No one's going to pour champagne on it where you're going.
They're just losers.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh bringer of bad news. You're not a big loser. You just interview them.
Don't want to talk about it.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.